Ahoy from BA! This is Rorschach's Ocean Update from the 2nd of April 2024, a summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. On Tuesday, the 26th of March, a cargo ship called MV Dali collided with Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge in the state of Maryland, United States, causing a section to collapse and resulting in the presumed deaths of 6 construction workers. Only 2 bodies have been found, and the other 4 are still missing. The ship lost power before the crash, striking a bridge support at significant speed. Investigations are ongoing, with preliminary findings suggesting the incident was an accident. The National Transportation Safety Board is currently analyzing the electronics of the vessel to get more information. The collapse will likely disrupt shipping and commuter traffic, impacting the port of Baltimore, though the overall effect on global trade may be limited. Moving on, ocean scientists aboard the research vessel Atlantis went through an ocean expedition and they discovered 5 new hydrothermal vents in the eastern tropical Pacific Ocean. The scientist crew returned to port in San Diego after discovering the vents on the seafloor at a depth of 2,550 meters, more than 1.5 miles. The vents emit fluids hotter than 300 Celsius or 570 Fahrenheit and are located on the East Pacific Rise, where 2 tectonic plates are splitting apart with a speed of 11 centimeters. More than 4 inches per year. The undersea robot Sentry mapped the area at night, providing high-resolution maps that the scientists used to plan dives. Still in the Pacific Ocean, researchers have discovered 2 distinct species of killer whales along the Pacific coast, despite assumptions believed for a long time that there was a single global species. According to the study published by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, fisheries on Wednesday, the 27th of March, through genetic and behavioral evidence, scientists made a distinction between resident and Biggs killer whales, previously considered one species. The genetic data revealed significant genetic differences between the 2 ecotypes, and the behavioral ones showed that resident killer whales feed on fish like salmon, while Biggs killer whales prey on seals and other marine mammals. In other news, on Wednesday, the 6th of March, around 2,000 earthquakes occurred 150 miles or 240 kilometers off the coast of Vancouver Island. The seismic activity centered on the Endeavour site is not a threat but provides insights into the formation of a new oceanic crust. The region is located in the Juan de Fuca Ridge and stretches and thins the crust, allowing magma to rise and solidify into new crust. On the 6th of March, Ocean Networks Canada detected around 200 earthquakes per hour. Researchers are still closely monitoring the area, seeking answers about crust formation and magma sources. Let's have a look at the Indian Ocean. According to an analysis by Dr. David Brewster, a specialist in South Asian and Indian Ocean Strategic Affairs, published in the journal The Interpreter on Wednesday, the 27th of March, countries like India and China are racing to map international waters and exclusive economic zones. India offers hydrographic services and training to other countries, but China's growing presence in the Indian Ocean raises concerns in the region. The United States, Britain, and Australia are stepping in to help nations build their own mapping capabilities. These developments show that a bigger competition is starting to decide who controls important hydrographic data in the region. According to Dr. Brewster, collaborative efforts will be key to managing maritime territories effectively. Still in the Indian Ocean, Somali pirates are seizing merchantships as vessels reroute south to avoid the Red Sea due to the Houthi attacks. To combat this threat of piracy, shipping companies are calling for greater coordination between international navies. The rise in piracy is linked to the decrease in Red Sea cargo and ships taking longer routes via the Indian Ocean. Recent hijackings, including the seizure of the MV Abdullah off Somalia's coast, show that Somali piracy is back. According to a recent article published in the National UAE by Thomas Harding, a security and policy editor, international efforts like the successful Indian Navy operations are needed to counter both piracy and Houthi attacks, requiring close coordination among naval forces in the region. Now, some news from the Antarctic Sea, where ice is exhibiting unusual behavior. According to Dr. Mark Cerese, the director of the U.S. National Snow and Ice Data Center, warm ocean water is melting ice and inhibiting its formation, suggesting a potential shift in Antarctic sea ice dynamics. This may be indicating a new trend, with a record low maximum in September 2023 and an almost general record low over the past 6 months. On the other side of the world, Arctic sea ice reached a below-average winter peak despite favorable winds, showing a continued decline in ice extent. The relatively high peak serves as a reminder of the variability in Arctic climate change, with a thinner ice cover compared to previous decades. Talking about the Arctic, a new study published in the Science Advances Journal, led by researchers of the University of Albany and the Nanjing University of Information Science and Technology, revealed that melting Arctic sea ice could intensify the weather phenomenon El Niño. The study shows that the interactions between the Arctic sea ice and the atmosphere diminish the intensity of the climate pattern El Niño by as much as 17%. Through climate model simulations, the researchers found out that removing this interaction led to significant changes in tropical Pacific Ocean climate states and El Niño southern oscillation strength. These findings underline the importance of considering sea ice-air interactions in climate models to predict better El Niño and its impacts in a future that will be warmer and warmer. Up next, fisheries. Luis Planas, Spain's Minister of Agriculture, said that the European Union is ready for any outcome regarding the fisheries agreement with Morocco, following a recent EU court advisor's recommendation against the deal. On Monday, the 25th of March, Planas emphasized the need to await the court's judgment and highlighted ongoing discussions with Moroccan authorities. The recommendation underscores tensions over Western Sahara status within the agreement, but it does not concretely change the situation at the time being. Since 2021, Morocco has consistently insisted on respecting its territorial integrity and sovereignty in future agreements with the EU. What about seabed mining? At the 29th session of the International Seabed Authority in Jamaica, which took place from the 18th until the 29th of March, Uncle Sol, a member of the Greenpeace International delegation, emphasized the importance of indigenous representation in discussions about deep-sea mining. He highlighted the deep connection indigenous people have with the ocean and the importance of considering cultural perspectives in decision-making processes. Despite the metals company pushing for commercial licenses in areas near Hawaii, Uncle Sol advocated for indigenous knowledge to be integrated into negotiations. Closing with good news. Researchers from the University of British Columbia and the BC Center for Disease Control launched the Gemstone Project, founded by Genome BC, to enhance surveillance of marine fecal pollution. The project will develop a two-step genomic process to identify contamination sources, addressing the challenges faced by public health and the British Columbian shellfish industry. First, the project wants to make a distinction between human and non-human contamination, and as a second step, determine the specific animal source. Dr. Natalie Pristajecki leads the project and collaborates with partners like the BC Shellfish Growers Association and the Malahat Nation. The Gemstone Project will ensure the safety and sustainability of the shellfish industry. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. We've got a quick survey that will help us make these updates even better, and we'd love your input. It'll just take a few minutes, promise. We get it, you might be thinking, I'm taking a shower, or I'm behind the wheel, or you keep talking about these show notes and I don't even know what they are. But please, 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 please check them out. See you next week.